The World Economic Forum for 2024 has started in Davos, Switzerland. That's where some of the world's most influential people are discussing the way forward for the international economy. They've started with what's called the Crystal Awards, which have gone to some people who are seen as doing extraordinary work in the world. One of them is American musician Nile Rodgers.
We composed, marketed, and promoted that first song, and it was a million seller right out the gate, as were our next nine singles, one of which is still Atlantic Records' biggest selling single of all time. It's called The Freak. You guys might know it as Aw, Freak Out. That led me to making phenomenally successful music with Sister Sledge, Diana Ross, David Bowie, Duran Duran, Madonna, Daft Punk, Daddy Yankee, Beyonce, and so many more.
Nile Rodgers receives the 2024 Crystal Award for his extraordinary efforts to bring youth voices to decision-making tables and for his exemplary commitment in fighting systemic racism, inequality, and injustice. Nile Rodgers is a cultural icon, a guitarist, songwriter, producer, and composer. He has brought to life some of the most memorable and influential music of the past several decades. His work with Chic, as well as collaborations with artists across a large spectrum of genres, has left an indelible mark on the soundtrack of our lives.
I'm overjoyed that you recognize the incredible work of We Are Family Foundation. My commitment to supporting game-changing youth all around the world and our dedication to involving them in decision-making process in C-suites and beyond. Over the last 20 years, our We Are Family Foundation has powerfully illustrated my belief that young people are the thinkers and the innovators who are critical to both the present and the future of our planet. We are honored to work with hundreds of youths around the world who are actively solving problems they are personally experiencing, whether it's climate change, the ethics of AI, social justice, or gross inequality. They should have seats at decision-making tables. In my heart, I believe this because as a young Black Panther, I was just like them. Though I've had a successful career, it did not come easy. The greatest impediments to my success were ageism and racism. When I was a teen composer, almost every major record label loved my music. That is, until they met me and they saw that I was young and Black. After every meeting, eventually they'd say, "You don't look like your music." I wonder what that meant. Well, after years of trying, we finally got signed because a brave record executive quit his job at one label and took our music to a label that had repeatedly turned us down. However, he went to that meeting without us, just our song. The president of that label signed us on the spot. Once signed, we expanded on a template that has become the handbook for the most successful music. Let youth lead the way.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.